On Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats literally played a potent Trump card to block a bill that would have significantly tightened screenings of refugees from Syria and Iraq. The measure failed with a vote of 55-43 in the GOP-controlled Senate. What happened? Well, Democrats, in a procedural move, said that if the Republicans tried to force this bill with a party-line vote, then Democrats would force an open public debate on Donald Trump's campaign ban of Muslims into the United States. With more, Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent, a kind of Trump nuclear option the Democrats came up with there. Todd, is that it?
Yeah. You know, you expect every 4 years in a national election year for the national election to creep into the congressional agenda and the other way around. This is what happens in an election year. However, this is a little different, and it's different because this whole debate started after the Paris attacks around Thanksgiving, when the House hastily passed this temporary ban on Syrian and Iraqi refugees, largely because of political pressure from the right, fueled by Donald Trump in the presidential campaign. And also because, John, the front runner right now in the Republican primary is somebody who most Republicans, especially those who would have to run down ballot from him in 2016 if he's the nominee, he's a front runner that generally they're not interested in touching. So that's where the political pressure was coming from. Listen to Senator Dick Durbin. He's the number two Democrat. He gives you a flavor of what the Democrats were trying to telegraph here. Yesterday.
They are so smitten by the Republican presidential candidates, they can't wait to bring a Syrian refugee bill to the floor. But when we offer them a chance to vote on another statement by a Republican presidential nominee, Mr. Trump, about excluding people because of religion from the United States, they run like scalded cats.
Boy, Dick Durbin isn't having any fun there, is he?
He's got a penchant for this kind of thing. And of course, he's referring to the proposal from Donald Trump on the campaign trail that's got lots of support among his backers to ban Muslims altogether from the United States, at least temporarily. Look, this is the Donald Trump sort of fly by the seat of your pants, rhetorical flourish campaign style coming back to a place where you actually have to legislate. Here's what Democrats are trying to do. A, they think that the Donald Trump phenomenon is extremely unpopular with general election voters. That's obvious. What I mentioned before, they want to force lots of senators, Republican senators running in states where Barack Obama won, places like New Hampshire, places like Wisconsin and Illinois, to get on the record on stuff like this. Are you for Donald Trump and the guy who might be at the top of your ticket? You want to jump on his coattails, or do you want to jump with probably the majority of the voters in your state that Barack Obama won twice? That's the play here. Now, it never got to the floor in this arcane amendment process, as John. Democrats never got to force this vote because the bill never got on the floor. The Democrats kind of held this Syrian refugee bill hostage to the whole thing. They did filibuster it. There's no question about that. And they might actually be thankful that they didn't, because the Democrats don't control the floor. Listen to Mitch McConnell here saying that, well, if you want to make us vote on Trump, we can maybe make you vote on use of private email by elected officials. Sound familiar? Listen.
Generally speaking, I've tried to avoid turning the Senate into a studio for the presidential campaign. But it's worth noting that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And so you could expect amendments that they might not like related to the Sanders or Clinton campaigns.
Oh, that's so interesting. What other members of the leadership are saying about this?
Well, look, I think one of the most interesting things that you had yesterday was the list of senators who showed up to vote. There's been a lot of hey-made people run for president in the Senate. They don't do their job as senator. They show up. They don't show up for votes. Bernie Sanders didn't show up for this one. Neither did Lindsey Graham. Don't know why. Lindsey Graham's not in the race anymore. But the Syrian refugee pause or ban that passed the House easily around Thanksgiving time when Republicans reacted to the Paris shootings, Marco Rubio came off the campaign trail to vote. So did Ted Cruz. So did Rand Paul. They all considered it important enough to come back and vote. Bernie Sanders stayed on the campaign trail and didn't vote on this one. But John, just to bring it back, I think it shows now the tension that's starting to build. The Democrats are now building for the Republicans about their front runner early in the primaries as we head into the last couple of weeks before Iowa and New Hampshire. The tension between the engine that's behind Donald Trump and what Republicans in Congress running down ballot from him really want to see next November. It's a big gulf.
Well, it's a benefit for Syrian refugees, at least in the early going. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.